question. How can we know that God is still living? Answer. The answer to this question can be approached in the same two ways in which we can approach God's existence. The question of God's existence. One is through inference and second is through definition. No. By inference, when we see the orderliness in nature, we can infer that orderliness requires some order maintain, order creator, order sustainer. And since we see the order in nature still existing, we still see that the cosmic bodies move in precise orbits. We still see that right from the level of the fundamental particles from within the atom till the vast reaches of the cosmos, because we see order, we can infer that there has to be an order sustainer. But more importantly, here the question is, how can we know that God is still living? So this means that there is an understanding that maybe there was a God earlier and the God was needed to sustain, to create the order, but God is not needed to sustain the order. If that kind of question comes up, that means the question was not whether God existed or not. If the question is whether God is existing now, then for that we need to focus more on understanding the definition of God. Now, God is the cause of all causes. So that is the definition, very definition of God. Everything that exists, it has a cause. And if we go backward in tracing the various causes, the point at which this causal chain will stop, that is God. So now, if we consider this definition of God, then we understand that God, being the cause of all causes, is also the cause of time. And if God is the cause of time, then that means that his existence is not a function of time. He exists outside the time domain. And when he exists outside the time domain, the movements within the time domain will not affect him. So the movement of past, present and future as we experience it within the time domain will not affect the existence of God, because he is not dependent on time. Time is dependent on him. He is not a being who is manifested in time. Rather, he is the being who manifests time. That means it is because he exists that everything else exists. Atadasti vinayatsyan maya bhutam characharam yachyapi sarvabhutanam bijam tadaham arjuna. That nothing could exist without him. He is the foundation, the source of everything that exists. So, because he is the existence who underlies all existence, he is not a being who exists in time. He is the being because of whom time exists. Therefore, the question of his having ceased to exist does not arise at all. To ask whether God is still living, it is like asking that, can a circle stop being circular? A circle by definition is circular. If a circle stops being circular, then it is not circle at all. So like that, God is always God. He exists in his own category. And just as God's existence is not conditioned by the existence of this world. No, he exists independent of the world. Similarly, he exists independent of time also. Now, the idea that God is not living, that the idea that God is dead, was postulated by primarily by the German thinker Nietzsche. And the main point, it was of course had a shock value when he said God is dead. Now he did not mean at that time that, oh, God lived long ago and just a few years ago he died and he was giving the announcement of the news of God's death. Rather, his point was that, at least according to the understanding which he got, he said whatever rationale was used to infer the existence of God in the past, that rationale was no longer applicable. He thought that was the case because of the scientific evidence which had been uncovered at that time. And so when God is dead, he was talking not in terms of an event of the death of God, like say the death of some person who was living at one time and he died at another time, but rather he was saying in terms of that that he inferred based on his own way of inferring that God does not exist. So the idea that if God exists, he always continues to exist, because by God, by definition, is beyond time, and he will not cease to exist at any time. He is the existence that makes all existence possible. And that's why to answer the question, is God still living, we have to go to the definition of God, and God exists beyond time. So his coming to a state where he will not be living will cannot occur only because by his definition, he exists outside the scope of time. Thank you.